Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Gavin, purveyor and author and cost accountant and janitor sometimes at Mullings.com. He's a charmed cork, a true sole proprietor, and our great political advisor here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Been here with us now almost a couple of decades. Mullings.com, that's where you'll find him, and I encourage you to subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. It's outstanding. Rich, thanks again for being here. Look into get your 2018 crystal ball out. I've seen it. I know you have one. And tell us what you think is going to come down the pike.
Well, it's a little foggy, and my predictive skills, as you know, are a suspect in as much as it's not President Hillary Clinton. But I would say that if you had 50 cents to bet today, that you would bet that the Democrats take control of the House of Representatives and Republicans hang on, maybe even add a seat or two in the
What US makes you think that about the House?
It's one of those. Well, first of all, historically, the president's party loses somewhere in the area of 30, 31 seats in a first midterm election. Just because.
That's a strong precedent to go against, isn't it?
To overcome now there, yeah. And sometimes if it's a big wave election like 2010. I think Republicans picked up 63 seats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could really go the wrong way.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember when I was working for Newt, when we had the 1998 election, which was Clinton's second midterm. We thought we'd pick up about a dozen more seats, and we already had the majority. And lo and behold, things started going the wrong way right from the earliest returns.
Yeah.
And our fingernails were raw by the time we got to California because we thought we might lose majority because you start losing all the close ones.
Could the Democrats overplay their hand from a national standpoint by saying if we get the House, we're going to impeach the president first thing? Could that be the kind of thing we're overplaying?
Very dangerous, yes. You bring up a wonderful point. That 1998 election of which I just spoke, our entire campaign was anti-Bill Clinton. It was the Monica Lewinsky year. They were impeaching him. It was nothing. It was nothing but bad Bill. And voters finally said, you know, we got that part. What are you guys going to do?
Yeah.
Democrats have a relatively short amount of time to come up with some alternative policies that don't include the words anti-Trump. I mean, we got the anti-Trump part.
Yeah.
But now you've got to say, if we're elected, this is what we'll do. I mean, are they going to
continue to rail against the tax cut while people are putting more money in their pocket? I mean, that's not high percentage.
No, that's right. But I mean, it's again anything that Trump touches, they want to be against, and I think that's part of the shutdown fight we're talking about now. But my point is that you can't run a national campaign without some positive policy element to it that everybody running for office can get behind. This is going to be really interesting as we get past the filing deadlines, Jim, and we get into the finals to see how many women Democrats put up in even safe Republican.
Women are the deal breakers and makers this year, aren't they?
Yeah, because we don't know how to run against them.
Yeah, yeah.
Republicans.
That's true. Yeah, I think unless it's a periwinkle blue state, Democrats are going to have to resurrect all politics as local this time, aren't they?
Yeah, I said that's right. I think that's exactly right. And you've got to balance, you have to have the local campaign be in concert with every other local campaign and create the national campaign from the bottom up, not from the top down, because both the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee have outlived their usefulness.
Quickly, when will this budget thing be resolved, and how much will immigration be involved in the resolution?
Oh, I think probably this. I don't think it'll last a week. The shutdown won't last a week, and I think immigration is a central part of it. Once McConnell and Schumer look each other in the eye, and Schumer accepts McConnell's, promise of bringing up these other bills, that's when it'll end.
Quick, yes or no? Will Trump have a good year in 18?
No.
You got it, folks, from the sage, from the oracle. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.